are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Ken. I got done early today, had a good day, so I'm almost home now.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, went by pretty quick.
Through this afternoon?
I'm pretty quiet this afternoon.
Get off early today so you can go to Boy Scouts.
Cut off.
I didn't hear it before I went into the black hole. And I'm on the other side of it now.
Pretty much in the last 30 minutes anyway. In the truck today going for Canada. I wonder how well that's going to work out.
Depends on which port or crossing they're going through.
Two of them closed down.
Ottawa's closed down for the truckers in Canada have got it shut down. And then you got the one over in Michigan where you cross over there. And it's shut down by the American truckers right now.
Be running out of food in the grocery stores up here by now.
There, but I mean, it's been 8 days the truckers have had it shut down now, so it's going to make an effect on them and us.
Lift all the restrictions and be done with it and let us get on with our lives.
People of them are starting to realize that. You just got old Trudeau up there that he's hard headed.
Like that here. I just would, you know, if a state had any kind of mandates or restrictions or whatever, I just wouldn't even go to that state. Just leave them truckless.
Fortunately, that's where a lot of the stuff we made or have made is in those states, like Michigan, California, those places, New York, New Jersey. Those states are the ones that are producing a lot of goods for us.
Got them for a couple more weeks. Ain't going to hurt anything. I mean, we've already made it this far without half of that stuff.
Oh, I agree. It'll hurt them a lot worse than it will us in most cases. Port in California with all the stuff coming from China, if there's no trucks rolling in California, oh, you talk about a backup. It'd be way worse than it is.
They have to just get their governor to change things or get a new governor.
Is that video I sent you this morning?
Yeah, I did.
And you'll never hear that on the main media in the U.S. anymore.
I mean, I hear, you know, reports of violence, but I don't ever see any, and I think that's just, you know, reports so that GoFundMe will drop them, you know what I mean, and it won't be able to fund herself.
Not planned for this evening.
Today didn't have jury duty, and I think she's making some spaghetti, so we're going to have spaghetti and then just settle in. Maybe we'll watch one of them Bob Ross videos.
Nice quiet evening at the house. Those are the best ones.
Get a Valentine's card or else I'll be back in the doghouse.
Here before you know it. It's pretty easy with Valentine's gifts now. My wife doesn't really care for jewelry and flowers or the cards. The only thing she really liked was the chocolate. Now that she's diabetic, she can't have it anymore, so rules all that out.
Dinner and a movie, right?
Pretty much.
Get her some supplies for her little crafting hobby.
A little vinyl cutting machine coming along.
She's studying on some stuff right now. She's got some supplies for it. She hadn't really settled in and got going on it good. She's done a few things on it, but she's trying to learn some right now.
Tedious time weeding out those little pieces in between all of it. My dad does some of that stuff, so I've helped him with it. It's time consuming pulling all those little things out without tearing up the letters and the rest of the picture.
Definitely looks like, and she was saying, you know, reading up on some special hints, you know, put this kind of paper down here and this kind of paper here so they don't bleed through and do this and do that. So she's just trying to, you know, understand everything as best she can.
KO4HKX. Now, did she get the stuff to do heat transfers also, or just regular vinyl, wasn't printing?
Yeah, she's got a heat press on that, and she's got one that'll allow her to do plates, it'll allow her to do hats. I think she can do coffee mugs and that. So she's pretty much got, you know, most of it set up. She's looking at these infusible inks right now. I guess it's better, it's rather than putting a decal like on a shirt, it puts the ink onto the shirt.
Like a screen printing. Hold up a little better in the washing machine.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Go home and take me one of them naps before the wife gets there and finds out.
There you go. I usually do that on the weekend. Get up early with Susan and then take a nap about 11 to 1 and get up and eat lunch. And then I'm good to go. I was told Susan I was practicing for retirement.
Here he isn't listening. He'll get on to you for that.
I'm rolling in the driveway right now, so I'm going to say 73 and hope you have a good rest of your day and enjoy that nap and tell Miss Elise we said hey and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Miss Susan, we say hello and you have a good evening. Enjoy your Bob Ross video there and learn a little bit and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HK. That's good timing. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway myself. I'll be clear. 73. Did you? KX, KN4TFW, still there?